Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, today our discussion, I'm going to start with a parent question. We have a mother who has a seven-year-old child, and she's upset with the fact that her child plays with the blocks or some other accessories or toys. At the same time, he keeps television on, while his mother is upset with this, that if a child wants to play with the toys, he should switch off the television. But the child does not accept what to do.
Yes, thank you very much for that question. It's, of course, a very practical issue that has implications for all of us. Number one, we have to see whether, as parents, as ourselves are taking care of this. Most of the times, ourselves, we are involved in so many things at the same time, and we're watching TV. For example, when we're eating, it's appropriate to turn off the TV, so our focus is on the eating.
Yeah.
So it has, but we're used to eating and watching TV.
Yeah.
We're used to listening to, looking at our mobile, and you know.
Or mother herself, cooking and she's also using her phone.
So now one expects the child to pay heed to our admonishments, or it's not possible.
When you're not doing it yourself.
So that is one important thing. Number two. Of course, we want the child to be able to carry out multiple tasks, as it's called, multitasking or whatever. That's another thing. But if we want him or her to concentrate on something, so we need to provide that environment. And it's not possible to do it at the very neck of the moment where he or she is doing that and making the blocks and taking the turning on the TV itself. That can't be done at that time. It may have a negative effect at that time. It won't have a positive impact.
All right.
He or the child may, you know, just turn off and start quarreling with you, or maybe not accepting you, what you're saying, or becoming, you know, mad at you.
Yeah.
So that's not the, I suppose that wouldn't be the proper way to do it. But generally speaking, in our upbringing, if we start making rules in our lives,
yeah,
for ourselves and for our children, everything has to be done at the proper time. He
All right.
or she should know that we have a fixed time for eating, we have a fixed time for rest, we have a fixed time for watching TV, we mm-hmm. have a fixed time for playing.
All right.
Everything should be planned, and the child should know the rules. And the rules can be enforced not by just,
implementing actions.
Asking them to be implemented at the just whenever I want to do, whenever I beckon him to do so, he or she should accept my word. No. Mm-hmm. The training has to come beforehand. The rules have to be set. for ourselves, the child knows that we, in our family, we have a set of rules to which have to be followed, which the parents also follow. 9 o'clock, maybe TV has to be turned off, or maybe the children, the elder grown-up children or the grown-up people will watch TV beyond 9 o'clock, but the smaller children will have to go off to bed, for example.
All right.
Or there's playtime, fixed time, there's study time, fixed time. Everyone knows that this has to be. So if that atmosphere and environment is created,
it won't be very difficult for
it
you.
It won't be then difficult.
All right.
But so if we want to just at the moment that the person is doing something wrong, we want him to accept our words, or her to, we want him or her to do what we ask him to or her to do, that may not be possible. So it should be done, taken care of beforehand.
All right.
So that depends on our own understanding. It depends on how we deal with things and interact.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing the elements parents should have as educators. Well, Professor Naqavi, before break, we asked you a parent question, an audience question, wherein a mother was asking that her son is 7 years old and she's upset that her son does multitasking and she wants him to concentrate on one particular thing. But you said, as parents, we must first see, are we following all those rules ourselves? As a mother, I must see if I'm working in kitchen, am I playing with my or chatting at the same time? Or, you know, just going on, scrolling on the mobile at the same time or doing many other things. You said, you gave a very beautiful example. You said, like, while we are on the table lining, staying together on dinner or breakfast or lunch, we are eating as well as watching television and we are ourselves doing multitasking. In case we want to teach our children, we must be following the rules first by ourselves. Then it would be very easy for them to understand. Then we reached a point that it again comes back to a topic wherein you said we have to start from knowledge. You said there should be a particular time, there should be planning. A child must know this is my bedtime, this is my no screen time, this is my food time, this is my prayer time. So knowledge, it comes back to knowledge. A child should have knowledge, and a parent does not need to, he must not directly start from the action. Action comes when knowledge comes. Knowledge should be there. Action becomes easy. So what else do we have to add to the topic?
Of course, we have to make him or her understand the rules or whatever we want him or her to implement. And the most important thing, as I have said, it should be not for the sake of the fact that I feel upset.
Okay.
I have to try to control my feelings, my anger, my temper.
Mm-hmm.
The child should not feel that if I'm being told off or if I'm being asked to do something, it's not because my mother or my father is upset because of that. His or her feelings are being hurt. No, the child should understand that it is for the sake, in itself, it's a good thing to
all
do
right.
this.
All right.
The value of that action should be brought home. Not that, oh, my father doesn't like that, or my mother doesn't. No. The most important thing, God Almighty doesn't want it.
All right.
The most important thing is that it's for your benefit, if you want to become a good person, if you want to become a good human being, if you want to be a faithful, practicing Muslim, it's good for you to do this. That is the attitude which we as a parent should have.
Yeah.
That we should imbibe this understanding and this feeling that it's not for the parents benefit that I'm being told to do this or that, or I'm being asked to refrain from that. No, this understanding and feeling and attitude should be imbibed and inculcated in the child, that this is for my benefit. My benefit in the sense that it is going to make me a good person.
Yeah.
This action in itself is good or it is bad. I have to do it for the sake of its goodness.
All right. Not for the sake of my mother or father.
Not because my father. Yes, my father is upset because it's bad for me.
Yeah.
Is upset because it's not... It's
a going... child must develop this understanding. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqafi. We're discussing what things parents need to have as educators while they're upbringing their child. Well, Professor Naqafi, you said before the break that parents should teach their children, even if they want them to, not to be doing some action. They should be teaching them not to stop doing that just in order to please me, just in order to not to make me angry or to make me happy. We have to teach our child that this action was in itself good action or a bad action, because that way they'll develop into a personality who will be pleasing other people rather than pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The first reaction from a child would be that he would say, look, okay, if you're not pleased, okay, why? Well, that's okay. What's going to happen if you're not? At the most, you're going to tell me off. You're going to be angry. You're going to punish me. After that, what's going to happen? Okay. He becomes used to it. The continuous telling off, the continuous punishments, or whatever. It should be no. This action itself is not good. You should try to refrain from it. Not for my sake. I may be angry, but it's not for me, it's for you. And otherwise, all the time we would be facing this reaction from the child.
Yeah.
And there would be a stiff neck attitude that, okay, she's, my mother, she gets upset all the time, but she'll be okay. So the important thing is the attitude we want to inculcate emanates from the attitude which we have. If the child, we want him or her to develop a proper attitude towards things, good things, bad things, then we should be also employing the proper attitude in communicating what we want to be done. So our knowledge has to develop in such a way that we are able to teach and guide our children.
Mm-hmm.
What is the proper thing to do? What is to be refrained from? Give that attitude to him or her. If I'm going to refrain from that bad thing, it's not for the sake of my parents. It's for the sake of Allah.
All right.
For the sake of becoming a good human being.
Yeah.
And then we shall go on to the skills, how we deal and how we speak and how we talk to them.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We came to the conclusion that we don't have to stop basically our children. In the action stage, we have to stop them by just providing particular knowledge and then developing that faith within them, and then the action stage would come in them. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio, or our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanillah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.